episode 172. Welcome to Steel Nats, presented by Hedge Better. Today's Thursday, October 3rd. Recording of a Thursday. How are we doing? Magic Mike, Steel in the building.
Thursday, couldn't be better.
Great.
Yeah, we've been Wednesdays, guys. Got back to our roots of Thursday. Thursday night football currently being played right now. Tampa's down 7-0, but they're in the red zone. They're on the 2, actually.
That went to 6. Look alive. That went to 6 right there. That was live.
Second we start.
Oh, bang. 6.
Touchdown. That's my bucks.
Tutty pass to Mike Evans.
I just got to say, I nailed it with them. Can we admit it? Like, I never left the bandwagon.
I never said you were wrong.
Things looked rough, Tom left. I stayed. Baker's playing out great. Look great.
I said this too. I said,
right shot at the Super Bowl, for real.
For real. I'm dead serious, for real. I said when Tom Brady left, I said, oh, now, good. Now I get to never watch a game of the Tampa Bay Bucks ever again. Since they've gotten Baker Mayfield, I'm all in. Like, I'm big on the story, big everything. Let's get into tonight, though. We're going
to
talk
about the side if we want to have you.
Yeah, that's fair.
No,
that's fair.
Respectful.
Some taken, but all right, fair. We're going to talk about the Patriots for about 45 seconds. They had, awful game against the Niners. It was kind of expected, and then some. There was a lot of things that went wrong. We got to have a preview of the Toilet Bowl, week 5 of Patriots hosting the Dolphins. Dolphins quarterbackless. I don't even know who's the Tyler Huntley. He's playing quarterback against the Patriots, 1-3 versus 1-3. We'll recap at week 4 with the week 5 picks. Got our lock of the week, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. What else we got, Steel? We got some Swayman talk.
Oh, yeah.
Cam Neely kind of got on him. His PR came back. It's a whole saga.
All about the U, baby.
Is he going to come back? If not, college football minutes. Miami controversial win. I don't know if it was a win, but it got in there as a win.
A win's a win, Ness.
MLB postseason update. The Tigers are for real. The Padres are rolling. And we finally get to see the New York Yankees play some playoff baseball.
Can't wait. Big Saturday. Huge Saturday.
Bruins also start the week. Regular season next, I think a week from Wednesday. It's NHL opening night as Florida Panthers raise their Stanley Cup banner. I have movie TV reviews, so if we're open for business, maybe we'll throw out a couple. But I'll spin it to Steel here. Obviously, tough game against the Niners. You lose, David Andrews. Brissett, easily his worst game as a Patriot so far, coming back
here.
Should
I put the timer on?
Yeah. But it was not good.
It was absolutely terrible. I mean, it was as bad as it could have been, including the injuries and everything. And, I mean, Stevenson fumbling again. I mean, he's been your best player.
4 straight game.
Yeah, a 4 straight game. So, you almost have to, I think they talked about him being the second running back coming into this week.
Antonio Gibson.
He deserved it, which is nuts. Because he's also been your best player, but he's getting benched. That's the level of season the Patriots are at right now.
Belichick era, no matter what, he would have been benched. And they're so pathetic offensively that they have to keep him in the game because they don't have a chance.
That Bengals game really gave you just the tiniest bit of hope.
But I did. I
and then that second game where they almost won.
I said don't jump, but
no,
Niners are a good team.
He said last week they found its level on these guys. They said they cover. I was like, no, 2 touchdowns.
They were right there. As bad as the game was, they were right there to cover. It was a 10.5-point spread. They lost by 17. They're right there.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah, we're talking about covering.
Fuck covering.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that's where we're at Patriots fans. Right, we're looking to cover.
All right, that's fair. You're right. They are useful in gambling terms. They're good for survivor pool, whoever they're playing, pick that team.
I mean, this like the graph of win percentage, it's like 49ers,
the whole time.
99% after 10 minutes into the
game. Nice boot on the kicker, though.
Oh, yeah. Sly looks good.
Joey Slugs. 63-yarder, was that? I think it was.
I was tuned in for that. What a bomb.
My headline of the game was strictly the first drive itself. I think they get down short yardage situation.
Too deep into it.
It was 4th and 3.
Seconds.
It was 4th and 3, and they They should have just gone for it, went for it. They tried to get him to jump, didn't call the timeout, punted it. It was just a loser's mentality, which I get they're a bunch of losers, but you actually showing that on the first drive just told me what that game was going to be, and it was just pretty much a shit stomping. Whether it was only 17 points, but it should have been like 30.
Lost by 90.
It is weird that still people had hope going in, like, into that game. People have had hope going into the Jets game. I knew they'd get their asses kicked. I felt confidently they'd get their asses kicked to a beatdown 49ers team.
I had hope for the Jets game.
I have
game.
Hope this week, though. I do for them.
I had hope for the Jets game. I had zero hope for the 49ers.
Do you have hope for Miami?
We'll get there.
And also, does Drake May play this week?
Drake May, now they already went with Jacoby Brissett's going to be the starter going forward. There's no debates
the whole
there.
Season?
I mean, that's up for discussion. I'm sure they're going to go week by week, but... You know, this offensive line going down, their best offensive lineman, David Andrews, now ruled out for the season.
Oof.
Even worse here, Caden Wallace, who's been subbing in, playing, also, you know, getting hurt for a good majority of time here. So, not good so far on the Patriots front. Bad quarter start to the season. Not an easy schedule coming up either. I mean, Miami is probably what they're banking on to get a win here. And then you go with the Texans. I think you have the Jets again. Mm. And then you get the Bears and the Titans coming up too. But,
those are winnable games.
Yeah. Enough bashing, maybe. You know, last week. Maybe.
By then, probably not, because then they'll be too beaten.
Yeah. A second straight week of just burning the tape as fans and just trying to move on to the next one. At what point do you start thinking about draft picks? Because I don't really care. Because I think they're just going to.
You should have been thinking about draft.
Keep burying, but
before season.
Yeah, but there's so many bad. If you look in the NFL, there's so many bad teams this year. Like, you can stand a chance, but with this offense, the way they're displaying it, Alex Van Pelt's been awful. Gerard Mayo has just been this wannabe tough guy coach. I hate the coaching staff so far. Obviously, the offense, you know, was destined to fail to begin with.
Correct.
But the defense hasn't really been good either way.
What happened to supremely mediocre Jacoby? Like,
it became awful.
I'll be honest. I've watched bits and pieces of games, but like, he's so unnoticeable. I don't even know what he's doing.
No, this game is a perfect example. Like Dolphins, Patriots at one. Like, you should, there's better things on TV.
Yeah, better things to do. There's better things to do.
Like, don't bother. Netflix. No. Yeah. Like, there's like watch a movie.
So what happened the first two games was the defense.
At 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Yeah.
Like, red zone, if you don't have red
zone. Joker 2 is out.
Go see Joker 2 at 1 o'clock on
Sunday.
Even
though I heard that's terribly bad.
Is it bad?
I don't know. I
hope not.
Everyone's saying it is.
Oh, wow.
But that's like, I mean, it's good. Like, it could be a funny bad game, so maybe watch it.
Yeah, the defense.
Yeah, I think
to answer your question.
There's a chance of being a funny bad game.
I think for sure it'll be funny.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, and like, I love the Patriots, but like, this is just against that. And like, it's.
Oh, brutal.
Just such a shit show.
Remember that Giants game last year? It was like 6-3, and I think we missed the game losing field goal.
Yeah, I had to wear a Giants jersey for 3 weeks.
I think it's going to be the exact same game. I think the final score could be like 9-6. Maybe even give the Patriots a touchdown, Antonio Gibson, 10-3, like that bad.
Yeah.
That bad.
Do you have them winning?
I have them winning, but I'm not putting any money on this game. I think I'm just going to strictly put on red zone. I don't know, though. I just said
Carton picked them in the Survivor Pool, and you gave like a wince.
Survivor Pool.
Was it Steele who did? I don't know. Maybe I heard it wrong, but I felt like I heard like, what a bad pick.
At this point, Miami, with the quarterback they have right now, they shouldn't beat a team in the league, like in the entire league.
No, this is like, as these teams right now, Patriots, more Patriots, like the Dolphins due to like injuries, but they are so awful. Like, this is literally a 50-50 pick.
Miami literally
has
playmakers. You get the ball in their hands. They're going to make plays, but they're not going to get the ball in their hands. Mm. Like, Tyreek Hill, I think, has had 10 catches in the last 3 games since Tua has been out. That's very low for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's usually getting like 8-10 a game. Mm. You know, the Pats defense.
That's fair.
Yeah, the Pats defense hasn't showed up the past couple weeks, but that's because the offense hasn't been on the field. You know, the offenses of the opposing team have just kind of tied out defense. Kyle Duggar, they're going to be out without him this week. He's been really good in the safety position. Miami's defense, Played okay Monday night. I mean, Tennessee and Miami, kind of a stinker game. This game is going to be even more of a stinker. I'm ready to move on, but I'm taking the Patriots.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Can you pick tie? Do apps have ties?
Yeah, you can pick a tie. Yeah, pick a tie.
That might be the gambler's way. That's got to be like plus, like fucking. That's got to be plus something crazy.
You can have a tie.
Yeah, if it goes to OT and no one scores,
it's over. Jalen Phillips is out for the year.
I think there's strong potential.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's ever been a game with stronger potential for a tie.
The over-under is 36.5. Like, label the under. Like, actually, I might take this game. I might hammer the under.
Again, just better things
put
to
it
do.
In. Put it in live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see the receipts, buddy.
We don't, with the new gambling apps around, we go game to game. I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, this one's early.
Also, 9:30 start. There's a 9:30 start this week in London, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the New York Jets take on the Minnesota Vikings.
That's going to be a good game.
Oh, wow. In London,
Sam Darnold revenge game. Tickets going as low as $200. Tottenham, London. Get it going. Before we get in on the picks, let's talk about the week it was in the NFL. A lot of stuff going on. Sam Darnold, again, taking the reign by storm. Quick 28-0 lead against divisional rival Packers. Looking like the comeback player of the year. I put some dough on him when he was plus 10,000 odds.
Good call.
So I'm riding on that.
You lost that to Aaron Rodgers like the fucking day it happened.
But Aaron Rodgers sucked last week. That was, all right, way to bury the also set co-lead of the Jets just completely shit in their pants against the Broncos. 10-9 final when everyone thought they were going to lose. I mean, everyone thought the Broncos, you know, weren't going to be this team with Bo Nix, with, you know, a lot of inexperience on that team. And the Jets still found a way to lose.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what I mean. Going back to like the Thursday night game where they kicked the Pats, I thought the Jets clearly better team, but there's just something about that organization where just losers. And it's never going to work out for that team. It's never going to work out.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. For the second straight week, my lock of the week did not hit. The Colts survived with Joe Flacco and defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I'm a man of my word. Didn't get it done. Hopefully this week we'll change it up.
Flacco change sighting. It up. You do love to see a Flacco sighting.
And he tossed.
Might not be too many. No, he cost a gem.
Tossed two tutties off the couch, dude.
No, him and Andy Dalton fucking just coming off the bench and
having days.
Love it.
Yeah, respect.
Ravens kicked the shit out of the Bills. Seems like the Bills can't get it done on the road. Great home team. They're going into Houston this week.
Last week was mayhem. The past 2 weeks have been mayhem.
The Ravens have figured out the Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry thing, and like teams are fucked.
I have Mark.
It took like 2 weeks.
Who are they playing this week? Because I almost picked them for Survivor Pool.
They might have a bye. No, Mark.
No, they're playing.
They're playing. Okay, they are playing the Commanders. Oh, that'd be a good game.
Yeah, the Commanders. They're kind of
the
fucking
Commanders
legit.
Are for real.
Jaden Daniels.
But we're gonna see how legit they are. Honestly, this week.
Yeah, my lock of the week nailed it.
Boom.
Absolute crushed it. Jaden Daniels, MVP votes. It could be there. That's MVP. The level he's playing right now.
Tampa.
I'm not saying he's going to win it. I'm saying that's the level he's playing right now.
We'll see what Tampa does tonight, but another convincing win. They kicked the shit out of the Eagles last week.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield looking good. Philly's tossing here and there.
Didn't see that coming from
Philly.
How about
the little Tom Brady words? You see the Tom Brady words?
Yeah, I saw that little back and forth. A little so pretty aggressive.
Baker, I don't know.
I like it, I guess.
I don't know how. They're clearly friends, and it clearly was out of context, but he said, you know, a lot of people, you know, were pretty uptight when Tom Brady was around, and then Tom Brady was just like, oh, yeah, no, like, if I want to have fun, I take my kids to Disney. Like, we win championships
he
around
said,
here.
I thought it would be stressful. Not winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
No, I think they are friends, but it's clearly, I mean, that's just like two different people.
Yeah.
Like it just is. You
well,
know
Baker's
I mean?
More of what I want to see in Tampa. No, I mean, Tommy Boy came down, made them great, made them put them on the map again, showed that winning's possible there, and now Baker's running with it the way he wants.
No, I mean, Donald, Baker, and Jaden Daniels are like three best players so far, like quarter season, like quarter season MVPs. Like,
I'll tell you, man, Jaden Daniels.
I need to fall off a cliff. All three are very possible for doing that. But like the first, you know, couple weeks of the season, I mean, those three have been lights out.
I've been loving Jaden Daniels because he obviously he was known for this runner, but him slinging the ball been unbelievable. Terry McLaurin, they have weapons around him.
Wish we got two.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Said it that whole draft. I wish we had two.
It is bullshit because
not that I'm not against Drake May, but I wanted.
Oh no, but he was a sure thing, man. Yeah. Going, you know, this week's picks have a lot going on. Tampa's playing Atlanta right now, like I said. I'm going to step ahead and go into the 9:30 a.m. window. I will be up, have my coffee, get ready to go. Minnesota gets a 5-0, 2.5-point spread over the New York Jets, taking care of business one step at a time in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London.
No chance. Oof.
No chance?
Jets.
Jets.
Jets, he says. Jets, he says. Oh, wow.
Sam Darnold's going down.
Oh, wow. If I was Anton, I'd probably put a gallon of milk on it, but I don't have those nuts.
Everything about that game, though, like pre-being a Viking, I can see you thinking Sam Darnold will puke on himself. It's such a big game.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, in every big, like, I'm seeing ghosts, all that. Like, it would be a great redemption story if he lights them up.
He went in a Lambo last week and lit up Green Bay in Green Bay. That's fucking impressive. I mean,
he's Justin Jefferson. That's by miles the best player he's ever fucking played with. Jordan Addison. Yeah. Oh, no, just going on. Yeah.
TJ Hawkinson's coming back.
Yeah, there's a lot of players. Like, I mean, he never had anything to that nature.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that's.
And at all in his career.
That's why, like, you look at the Patriots situation and you're like, because Sam Darnold came in the league at like 20, 21 years old. Awful situation and did terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So then you go on the other side and you're looking at Drake May coming in an awful situation. He's 21, 22 years old. Got to think a little bit. Let's hold him back.
No, that's the whole thing, dude. Like, I want to see Drake May play, but we're an awful football team. Yeah. Like, we're bad. It's
really bad.
Like, Drake May is not going to light it up and, like, lead us fucking somewhere. Like, this is a bad football team.
Most likely not. It's way too risky.
Like, you know what I mean?
We don't want to turn. We can't be affording to turn on him quick.
Sit the kid.
Yeah.
Like, sit the kid.
Like, I don't know why I'm saying we. You guys can't afford to have like another Mac Jones situation. You can't.
Yeah. He's more athletic than Mac Jones. At least someone out there who's an athlete. Mac Jones came in, was that last week or the week before? Just got pulverized coming in. Who'd they play? I think the Bills. He came in quick fumble six. Yeah, they lost by like 40.
He's still terrible, huh?
That
makes me happy.
He's just not an athlete.
I love that. Mac Jones is terrible.
Clearly a gunslinger, but like just not an athlete. I mean, you play at Alabama, you throw those receivers. Clearly has something, but that hasn't been shown yet in the pros.
No. No.
He's a bum.
What's your lock of the week, Steele?
Lock of the week, we're running it right back.
Ooh.
Jaden Daniels. He's at home. Playing against my arch rival, Cleveland, the entire city of Cleveland.
Okay, so timeout. So they're not playing Baltimore. I must have looked at a wrong week then. That might be the week after. But go on, Cleveland.
Yeah, yep. Light them up. Cleveland's offense can't do anything.
No.
Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' offense looks amazing. As long as they can somewhat hold Myles Garrett from killing him.
Easy win in Landover. Easy win. Deshaun Watson's look terrible.
Yeah, no, they look bad.
Terrible.
Commanders. Absolutely. Commanders. I think it's the lock of the week.
So your Jets is the lock, or you want Tampa tonight?
I'll go with my lock of the Seahawks since I picked them. Seahawks. Survivor pool.
So the Seahawks are at home against the New York Giants. 6.5-point spread or just outright? Yeah, fuck it.
All of it.
Label it. 425 game after the Pats.
I haven't really been keeping in tune with the Jets. I mean, the Giants, but...
Yeah, you can... You know,
I don't think they're going to be good.
Go catch the Joker at 1 o'clock and then get on your couch for a 4:25, kickoff.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Sunday night, Dallas, who has looked disappointing and good at times against surprising Pittsburgh, Justin Fields. They're 2.5-point favorite here. Dallas has looked so inconsistent. Pittsburgh has great defense, but has a tough time moving the ball until they're really down. I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh here just because... I don't know. I feel like Justin Fields has, something to prove. They're going to, stay balanced offense. And Dallas has looked like shit. They have no running game. And if you have no running game against a Pittsburgh D, they're just going to cover your receivers back and forth. And you're not going to have a chance because they're going to try to make you one-dimensional. And it's just going to work.
Yeah, I'm taking Steelers.
Yeah, 2.5.
Yeah, Cowboys have just too flaky. Mike Tomlin, he's just fucking able to do stuff with whatever he's got.
He finds a way to win, man.
He's just a great coach. He just is. And Mike McCarthy is that known loser, let's be real here. I know the Cowboys have good years, but then they get to the playoffs and then just lose. Like, I think, and Fields has looked good.
Yeah, that's why
he's
I picked him.
Shaky, but good.
That's why I picked him last week against Indy, but Indy decided to figure it out. But must be a home road thing.
Yeah, well, it's hard when you, because there are teams, when you play a team and they bring in the backup quarterback and it's like an old veteran, it's like Andy Dalton or Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah, they didn't study for him all week.
Exactly. Yeah. And that guy actually knows what he's doing. Like, like the Dolphins bringing in fucking whoever they have.
Yeah, he's
that's
not
where
ready.
It's like, this that's is different. The backup. Yeah. Like, this is the backup quarterback.
I'm fully convinced if Anthony Richardson stayed in that game, Pittsburgh would have won. Fully convinced. Can't convince me otherwise. Yeah, no, you know I am. I mean,
they brought in a Super Bowl champion. No, you're okay. Okay. Don't admit that often.
Pittsburgh or Dallas? I know that's a no.
Give me the Steelers.
Steelers, all right. We're sweeping the board here, huh? And then we have New Orleans on the road against Kansas City. First 2 weeks, New Orleans looked like the best team. Their defense, you know, has been top notch. They're going into Arrowhead, 5.5-point spread. Pat Mahomes, they finally got to get things going. They just lost Rashee Rice basically for the year. I don't even know how long, but they're coming, you know, pretty narrowly low with receivers and options now. Travis Kelce is going to have to take on a little bit of a workload early in the season. I have Kansas City still to cover here, though, by all saying that.
Saints to cover?
What's the spread? 5.5.
The Saints have looked good up until last week. They looked, I mean, their offense was, like, prolific. The Chiefs have, like, Mahomes is a winner, and Mahomes gets it done. Yep. And he puts so much on his back, and he does, like, win the game. But, like, the Chiefs have not looked good.
No, they haven't.
I mean, they're undefeated, but they haven't looked... Like, they haven't been setting the world on fire. Like, they've been winning close games. And, like, I think Mahomes keeps doing what he does, and they win a close game. But I think it's a field goal.
Yeah, to your point, last week was their most convincing win. They beat the Chargers by 7. So, it's like...
Didn't even score 20. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it could be kind of like that. I'm not going to switch my pick, but New Orleans defense has been really good.
Who's New Orleans quarterback?
Derek Carr, but their defense is for like legit. So they're going to get to the quarterback.
Good.
All depends on turnovers.
Hurt Mahomes. Fuck it.
Yeah, hurt Mahomes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, fuck it.
We don't root for that here. Yeah. Other than Magic.
I'm rooting for it.
Why not us?
I'm rooting for it.
So to go into the new segment, so that's football for the week. Enjoy that. So Jeremy Swayman, the Boston Bruins saga, Cam Neely. So let's see if I have this right up here. So Cam Neely.
I think overall, Don's done a really good job of initial offers to players. One of the things we talked about, job was offer on the table, and I think trickier, that's all. I mean, I strongly believe that Jeremy wants to play here. I've asked him flat out if he wants to play here, and he does. I believe that they'll get a deal done. It's unfortunate it's not done today.
Keep it going.
For Jim, but specifics here, what his ask is?
Well, I don't want to get into the weeds with what his ask is, but I know that I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
So Cam Neely came out saying Jeremy Swayman, probably eight over eight, was offered $64 million. So his agent came back retracting that, saying they are offended that they called him out, acknowledged that they didn't offer him $64 million. My thought, or like what I've been hearing through the grapevine, is it could have been like a $62 million thing. So that's basically the same thing. So $64 million, $62,
really
it's the
not.
Same thing.
It's not, though.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, and his
it's
agent...
It's $2 million difference, Naz.
Yeah, we're talking about pennies here when we're coming to millions of dollars.
His agent was the guy who like has fucked up multiple things. Like, he's
like
a known
scumbag. Yeah, you name it, he's done
it. He's like a known scumbag. So like...
Swayman's guy?
Yeah, the agent. Like a known swindler, a known like fucking, you know what I mean? Like... And I mean, that might be for the best of his client. Like, so that's why he's fucking them. Like, I get that. Like, he's with Jeremy Swayman. He's with, you know, whoever, Dreisaitl. That's why he's there. Yeah. But, like, that's like you can't, like, believe what that guy's saying. Like, they probably did. And he's just like, Bruins' fault.
It's the Bruins' fault. The Bruins shouldn't have dealt Ullmark early on. Completely gave him the leverage. Should have, if you weren't going to give him the contract by then, take him to arbitration so that, you know, you pay him for the year and then he's an unrestricted free agent. And now he's playing basically with no contract. He's a restricted free agent. So he's not on the ice or anything. He's waiting for a deal to get done. And all signs right now, the negativity that's gone around this week is that he's looking basically for a signing trade. And I hope it doesn't happen. I hope he stays. But in reality, if you're looking at him, you're looking at this team, how better is this team going to get than they have in previous years? Like, are they going to get a chance to go to the Cup? I don't know. The hockey's crazy, but the talent they have on the roster, I would say no. But also the year they, like, won all those games, I didn't think they had it that year either. Mm-hmm. But and then you also see the goaltending too. Bussy, the guy they got from Ottawa, see who comes in here the first 10 games. See what happens. But it's definitely called reality TV with the Bruins right now.
I disagree with you on, like, I'd like the team.
Yeah.
I think the Bruins are good this year. I like the team, but obviously you need the goalie.
Good enough, though? I don't know. Like, to play with Tampa, like, to play with Florida?
If this podcast existed,
anyone?
If this podcast existed in 2011, not one fucking person would have, outside of being a homer, would have been like, we're winning the Cup this year.
That's fair.
Guess what they did?
I said that, but
yeah,
fair.
You know what I mean? Fair. Like, just got to believe.
Have they lost anyone?
They lost a few. They gained a first line center in Elias Lindholm.
Yeah.
So, like, Charlie Coyle and Pavel Zacha are not our first line center anymore. So that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
They gained a lot of big defensemen. I think three or four. Zadorov, they're all like 6'6 houses that, like, can lock down, be physical.
Like, that's what they're really slacking, the top six forwards.
But like you said, obviously, need Swayman.
Need Swayman.
I mean, it doesn't matter without Swayman.
Yeah. My thing is, like, what, like, 8/8, that's a good deal. Whether it was that or just under it, like, that's a good deal for a goalie. I just don't get why. It's obviously this Asian, whatever, that's putting things in his mind, you know, the holdout or whatever. But if it's in the 60s, if it's, you know, 8 years and 60, I don't know why you wouldn't take that. I mean, that's good money for a goalie in the NHL. He's been here since the beginning of his career.
He wants all of it. He wants the home run now.
Yeah, he's not going to get it. So,
well, then we might not get him.
Yeah.
Someone might pay him.
Someone will.
Someone will pay him. It's just how much, where, or are we going to do it? So basically down three.
I hope it's us. Yeah.
I mean, does this deal have to be done by like opening night?
Didn't he say that's
this week?
It's like December.
December.
Okay.
There's something in December.
So do you think he plays this game one?
Oh, hell no. No, definitely not.
They've already said that the dude we traded Ullmark for is the opening night goalie.
And
they've already come out.
That's not good.
They just signed another goalie off waivers, which makes it even worse now. You're like, okay, they might actually go through with this thing and trade his ass.
So all you people who listen to the radio.
What a disaster. What a disaster. To have two awesome goalies.
Everyone who was like, why do we need two fucking sick goalies? Why don't we trade you fucking assholes?
Now
we
might have none.
Absolute shitheads.
Brutal.
Fucking it.
And the Bruins pissed it away. I bottom line think the whole.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at this.
You're doing a little both.
It's a funny situation. Yeah. It's funny how it's
unbelievable. We have two sick Vezina contending goalies. This sucks. Fucking
the,
idiots.
The leverage they could have held if they held on the Ullmark. I blame the Bruins. They have no one else to blame but themselves. What a bunch of idiots. Pack of frauds. Pack of frauds.
Disgusting.
But going into the season.
Still our year?
It's always our year.
There we go.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I needed that.
I mean, going into next week, they're going to face the toughest, you know, task of the year. Going in first game.
Panthers?
Florida's, you know,
That's
putting their
loss.
Banner up.
That's
no, I think it's going to be a win because they can just be.
Fired
it happens a lot. It happened to, I mean, I hate crossing sports, but the Patriots used to always lose that game.
Yeah, game.
Lose what game?
When they hung the banner, they would lose that opening game.
Game one of a 7-game series is for cowards. Game one of 82, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck the Florida Panthers forever.
I'm actually going next
Bruins in six.
Next Saturday playing the Kings. I will be in attendance. It's a nice matinee game.
Oh, nice.
They're going to go a little Pizza Regina right there, Thatcher Street.
Okay.
Good stuff. Maybe, maybe a couple cigars after. Who knows?
Yeah, I like it.
Might be hitting 26th Saturday 26th. Night. Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs.
Like it.
It's always a good one.
Yeah.
Some fights.
Just should be good.
Intense rivalry, even though it's not much of a rivalry because we beat them every time. So.
And why are they fucking a lapdog like that? Because they never have a fucking goalie, which is where we are now because people didn't like having two sick goalies.
I know. It's upsetting. They took the C from Tavares. Isn't that crazy? They gave it to Austin Matthews. Which he's like deserved.
It is like it is like yes and no. Yeah, that is crazy.
It's like when they took it away from Charlie Conway and they just gave it to Adam Banks. Like he's a better player, but does he deserve it? Is it is it his time?
No, exactly. Like I mean, like and like it's like you know, almost like a Chara Bergeron thing. Like obviously not to that level. I'm not trying to make it that, but it's like dude, like just let the guy have like the players in the locker room know he's like the captain. Like they know Austin Matthews is the best player. It's a typical Toronto move.
Side shitty note, franchise. Charlie Conway, the actor, has like a new show on like, I don't know, they keep advertising it on like cable television, like ABC or something. And he's like 35 years older than he was. And it just makes people like feel the old, like seeing the guy from Mighty Ducks, like,
well, yeah, did you see Goldberg when that went viral, dude?
Yeah, he's doing better. You know,
I know, shout out to Goldberg. But dude, you want to talk about feeling that way?
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ, man.
This guy had
what else is he going to do with that Mighty Ducks money?
Shut up his nose.
What did he do, Matt?
it was bad, whatever it was. Tough but shout out Goldberg. He's doing better. Great guy.
We'll go with the college football minute first as Miami controversial win against Virginia Tech. I'm with you, Steele. I mean, if you go back to the play, I'll show it to the boys here. It was a bang bang. They went back and checked it, and I can't believe they overturned it because they ruled the catch on the field. Virginia Tech.
Yep.
Kaz is typing in Alexis Texas return to porn.
Oh wow.
Yeah, what just popped up there?
Yeah, why you got Alexis Texas tab open?
What tab are you closing?
Rumor is
she's back.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. I gotta start paying for the ad, so this guy's going quick. So let's see. So he's coming over. This is the game right here. So he's throwing, boom.
Clearly bang. Lands out of bounds.
It's baffling how they called it and then they over. I can't believe they overturned it.
But like he didn't catch it.
I did have Miami money line, so we all won that night.
Yeah,
so that was good.
I'd have to see replays of that. Too much commotion. They also and I texted Naz this because he tried slandering Cam Ward during the game to me, and Virginia Tech went on a 17-0 run. Potentially 17-3. I forget exactly.
Balls up.
Right after the announcer compared Cam Ward to Luka Doncic.
So that was Curran's fault. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Basically Curran's fault. It's literally all Curran's fault. That game shouldn't have been close.
What's the comparison?
He moves slow. Like he's playing the game at his own pace. Like okay. Luka Doncic on the fucking Mavericks.
And he's making points, but
the game went to shit. The next like 10 minutes of that game went to hell.
Talk about random too. It's like you're commentating on a college football game. Like, why are you bringing this guy up?
Very weird.
What are you doing? Bama took down Georgia. Instant classic. They were up by a billion points. Georgia comes back, takes the lead. Then 17-year-old, what's his name?
Ryan Williams
makes a hell of a play on two DBs. Goes for a 75-yard touchdown for the game. Bama, they're coming. Without Nick Saban, they're coming.
Okay.
I am officially 1-0 on picking Bama on this podcast.
Wow.
I've never done it. Naz picked Georgia. I was like,
I did pick Georgia.
I was BC.
BC, they survived in advance without their starting quarterback. Starting quarterback was out. Beat Western Kentucky at home 21-20.
Okay.
You know what I saw? Next week, Missouri plays UMass. How do you get BC and UMass in the same year as an SEC school?
I love that. I'm all over that.
Like, how the fuck does that happen?
The water around here.
Yeah, Massachusetts shouldn't even be on your radar. Yeah. You're an SEC team.
What else do we have here? We have, Ohio State's playing Iowa, not too notable. Georgia, Auburn, I think it's a big ABC game, but that's just because of historic rivalry. Georgia, I picked Georgia last week against Alabama. They won 45 straight regular season games. I didn't think it was going to end just because they have, you know, the coach, they have Carson Beck.
And my exact words were Tuscaloosa is where streaks like that go to die.
Yeah, and it did. And it did. And Carson Beck is a fraud. I'm sorry. He's not this top 10 talent that people think. He looks like a used car salesman. I don't know, man.
Damn.
Yeah, but that's exactly what the other dude who went back to back did, too.
That's fair.
I forget his name, but he looked like the exact same thing on Georgia.
And then we have Miami. Oh, they're playing.
Yeah, we're late night.
ACC foe, Cal.
Correct.
At Cal.
10:30 p.m. ACC game.
10-point spread. Are they going to finally cover a spread? They should. They should do it. 10:30 game, I'll be up.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe some popcorn at home. We'll get it going. There's not yet. It's kind of a...
How many football games are you watching a week right now, Ness?
So Monday, Thursday... I'm saying ballpark like 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
But next week, massive week of college football. Next week is huge. We got Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC.
Big Ten matchup.
Texas, Oklahoma.
Oh,
Florida,
wow.
Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU.
Penn State, USC, you said that already?
Yeah.
And Missouri, UMass.
Yeah. No, next week's huge for college football.
Stanford, Notre Dame, long time rivalry. Colorado, who really gives a fuck? Shout out Dion, or Coach, or whatever you want to call him.
What happened to them?
They don't have the talent besides... Well, they have the talent. They just don't have multiple talents. They have two.
Gotcha.
Maybe three. They got Joe Horn's kid's pretty good. But Shedeur Sanders should get taken in the top 20. Travis Hunter should be a top five pick.
And also shout out Deion Sanders' alma mater for being the worst top 10 preseason pick in the history of college football.
Oh, yeah. Florida State has been brutal.
Have they won yet?
No, they won like one game, but then their coach came out and said that they played three historic programs, and that's why they're 0-3. They played Boston College, Memphis, and Georgia Tech. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
They get to play Clemson this week. I'm sure that's going to go well for them.
Yeah. I don't even know if Clemson's good this year, but they'll beat them.
Yeah, they beat Cal 14-9.
Oh, wow.
That's their one win. They lost to SMU last week 42-16.
Oof.
Oh, beautiful.
Woof.
Love it. That makes Steele happy.
You know, I've been watching, besides a lot of football, I've been watching a lot of playoff baseball this week. Started on Monday with that big Mets game. I mean, Frank Fleming could have been the worst day of his life. Ended up not being that bad.
Could have been.
Francisco Lindor, a hell of a home run.
I thought that dude was hurt.
Who?
Lindor.
He's back.
Was he playing that whole game?
Winning home run, yeah.
Oh.
And then they rested him the second game because they didn't have to win. So Atlanta won. They got in. And I'm not going to bury the lead here. The Tigers upsetting the Astros. Unbelievable.
Let's go.
They had a 0.5% chance on August 5th to make the playoffs. Made the playoffs, played the team that's been to 7 straight ALCSs. Swept him in the wild card round. Schoolball, I watched that whole game. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, that guy's filthy.
Just throwing heat, consistent strikes, working the counts. And then the Astros just didn't really hit. So, I mean, that's bottom line.
Well, there's there is absolutely no, forget everything, how the standings and all that stuff work. Like, any team in the playoffs, I would have rather played the Dodgers, any of them, than the Tigers.
You think? Yeah.
Dude, the Tigers had a 1% chance of making the playoffs in July.
They're crazy.
They have the Cy Young winner who will win the Cy Young, and they made it.
Well, I was like, who are they going to throw?
That is the team. Like, fuck that, dude.
Well, not to mention the coach got canned from Houston, so that makes the story. AJ Hinch was the coach of the Astros when they got caught with the whole thing. He comes in as the Tigers coach, and they beat the Astros. That's unbelievable. And then another thing that I found, so they threw the Cy Young winner, obviously, they got that win. I don't think he let up a run. But then game two, they had a staff day. They literally threw 7 guys.
I like
just
that.
Consistent
I always
innings.
Love that move.
Let up one run. Let
that
up
move.
One run.
That's a more teams should do that.
Tigers took it. The Royals basically no hit though. Like the Orioles didn't score in game one. I think they scored a couple in game two.
2-1.
Royals look like a team with pitching. I don't know about hitting. I think they're going to play a little bit different team when it comes to Yankees. Yankees are a little bit more hitting.
You worried?
Yes.
I'd be a little worried. The very good pitching staff.
A team that sweeps a three-game series by a combined score of 3-1. Like, I'm fucking worried.
Yeah? Oh, wait, no. So are you being sarcastic?
I am totally worried. Their pitching staff looks amazing, and I have...
Studs.
I have two people who are lights out hitters, and like I'm kind of just hoping for the best for everyone else.
You're going to have to get a good start out of Garrett Cole. Gotta get a good start.
Yeah. No, I'm worried.
Someone has got it in him. Besides Judge and Soto.
I would have much rather played the Orioles straight up.
Oh, yeah, all day. All
like
day.
100%. All wish day. The Orioles won that.
Fuck. And then on the NL side.
Wait. Who's the Tigers playing?
The Tigers are going to play the Guardians. And I personally, I'll start with the picks. I'm taking the Tigers over the Guardians.
100%. Fuck Cleveland.
Yeah, first of all, fuck Cleveland. Jose Ramirez, I've always been fond of, great player, but fuck Cleveland. Detroit in like three.
Cleveland are the Guardians good?
They've had a great season.
No, they are a good team.
Overachieved, though. And I saw the money lines for it. I'm pretty sure the Tigers are favored, that people think that the Tigers are just going to take them over. And honestly, the bookmakers are probably saying, yeah, fuck Cleveland. Like, I'm not that serious. Like,
yeah,
it's probably part of it.
I like this MLB setup nowadays with
the way
they're doing it now, it is way better.
It throws a whole other series in there. Like, that's awesome. Like, you know what I mean?
It's way better.
Well, it gives teams initiative, too, to win their division
I feel like the playoffs used to suck.
But the wild card doesn't go to different parks. It's just you play if you get to the third game, you play all three at the home team's place, and the home team is the home team every game. It's a huge advantage.
Say that again.
So, like, you know how, like, other series, they go back and forth. Teams are home and away. It's just one field.
In the wild card. This game is in Milwaukee tonight for the Mets?
Yeah. So, all three of them were in Milwaukee.
Oh, damn.
And Milwaukee's home for all three games.
That's fucking tough.
So, it's a huge advantage for the home team.
Yeah.
Although, it didn't matter for Baltimore or Houston.
Yeah.
But I think that's an advantage whether, that didn't work out or not.
I would think.
Mets are currently losing... bottom seven doesn't look good. 2-0. Second and third right now for the Brewers. I didn't think the Brew crew was going to have it in them after losing the game one, but we'll see what happens. I still don't like any one of those teams that comes out of that to really contend against the Phillies. Phillies have been my top team all year. I like Phillies going the next round. We'll start in the AL here. We all pick the Tigers, right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going down the Yankees Royals. It's going to be interesting. It's really going to just come down to if the Yankees can hit. If the Yankees can hit, they will win this series. I think no problem. But if not, like, stay fucking tuned, because great pitching from the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr., I think, won the batting title this year, so they got a lot of players besides him that you don't know about.
Is this series best of seven or five?
Five. It's five and then goes seven ALCS.
Yikes.
Yeah, Bobby Witt ruined Judge of winning the Triple Crown, so we're coming for his head.
I'll take the Yankees just like... analyst pick. I'm taking the Yankees over the Royals.
I got to go Yankees because Steele needs one.
I think it's in
Steele
four.
Steele's due for a W, kind of.
Yankees in four. I'll take Yankees in four. So we have Ty.
But I hope they hit.
Yeah. So then we got the...
I like a Yankees-Tigers. That would be fucking great.
I should call him, but he's focused right now because he's just been hitting me up left after right. I was telling you
guys
before.
We'll call him next week.
Yeah,
The series really matters. The Padres were obviously fucking making it.
Yeah, but now it's a straight-up West Coast series, Padres against the Dodgers.
This is a big one.
Big one here. They look
fucking
good. Fernando Tatis Jr. looked like an absolute stud. Musgrove pitched great last night. Who's the guy they got from the Yankees? King? Mike King?
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
No, he's filthy.
He's throwing sinkers left and right. I mean, they got Soto for him, so they didn't care. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, that being all said, Dodgers look pretty damn good. Like, they have a good roster. They've been hurt all year. Their pitching really hasn't been up to what they want it to be, and I think that's going to be the difference in this series. And I think these teams waiting, and it might not be for all of them. I think the Yankees are going to be fine. But, like, the Padres have some momentum after playing some games this week. And getting it going. That I don't care what you think. Like, that's a good that makes sense.
It's a
oh
fact.
No,
that,
it's no, a and, fact, that, yeah. and that's one of the things that like Cleveland and the Yankees. That's one of the things that makes it so scary. Like the Royals and Tigers are rolling right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm taking the Padres. I'll take the Padres in five. It's gonna go deep.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see it going five.
I want the Dodgers to lose,
Say
but
it.
They got swept last year. And I just can't see them losing in the first round again.
That's fair. Who's been like their, I don't watch, you know, who's been their lights out? So the Tiger Glass now, this Gavin Stone guy, I don't really, I'll know more about him the next couple of days watching. I know this guy's been kind of a wash, right? He's been kind of a wash, the Yamamoto guy, or has he been good?
He's been pretty good. I think he was hurt a lot of the year.
I know you're a fantasy baseball guy, so you definitely know his stuff.
He was a little bit getting there, and Glasnow lights out all year. He looked amazing.
Yeah, we'll see. So, I mean,
who do they have pitching game one? Yamamoto?
I mean, yes against
Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is a stud.
That's probably Cease by slight, definitely.
Michael Walker throwing game one. Look out for the Royals.
That sucks.
So they got guys who don't even, like, I know who Michael Walker is, but like, I didn't even know he was on the Royals. Like, so that could be trouble.
That sucks. Fucking hate that guy.
Is he good?
Yeah, he played for the Sox a little bit. Pitched for the Cardinals in the World Series against us. Did not pitch well that game, but good player.
Like that.
Yep.
I like that.
Half glass full mentality.
When do these series start up? Like tomorrow?
Yankees is Saturday. I think
everything's Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. I think tomorrow's a buffer day.
I knew the Yankees
were Saturday. I also love how they get the wild card games going right away.
Oh, like, yeah, you got it.
Season ends.
Gets cold out, bro. You got to get a rip.
Hey, but it's just nice when you get three games in 3 days.
That's why I personally think that when your team's in it, like the MLB postseason's the best because it's just a month of straight baseball. Mm. I mean,
good baseball.
Don't get me wrong. I get the time off for like the hockey players, the basketball players, but if you get all the way to the, you know, Stanley Cup or championship, it's 3 months. Like, that's a lot. It's a lot of shit.
Are 3 months.
Yeah. So the
way.
I mean, a little under, I would say, but like the NBA final starts on like, you know, early June. And the playoffs started like early April. So
Jesus.
Do that math. And
no, yeah, it takes a while.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Playoff baseball is so nerve wracking because it's like every pitch once you're into it and it's like
Even the limited.
I can only imagine KFC and Frank Fleming right now and Meek Phil.
Oh, they're hurting. Shout out Meek Phil.
That cry. I hope they win. Like, I'm invested in that team for no reason other than those guys.
Yeah, I think they're going down tonight, though. I don't know if they're going to survive. I did listen to the Unnamed pod today. A bit big on that. Shout out them.
I didn't get to it today, but looking forward to it tomorrow.
That's all. any movies, TV?
You got Philly. What's it going to be? Phillies versus the winner of this series, right?
Phillies unanimously. Easy. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Philly. Yeah, I think Philly will be.
That does ease the blow then for the Frank and the boys. If the Mets, like, if it's just pretty much no fucking chance they're winning next series, like none.
You got it
at like 1% chance.
I mean, 99% of people who pick playoff series like what we're doing right now picked probably Dodgers in three last year, and it literally went D-backs in three.
And yeah,
you're right.
And most,
like, anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
And most that are casuals, I include my, like, I don't watch in-depth baseball during the season. I would have picked Houston in like two. Mm-hmm. I knew Skubal was good, but I didn't realize all these guys, you know, timely hitting, playing good defense. Like, that, the team was exciting to watch.
All I can think about in that Royals Orioles series, and I don't even know their names or anything, but I'm just thinking of the 14-15 when the Royals went to back-to-back World Series. Like, I'm like, that fucking bullpen. I was like, that franchise did it again. I'm horrified of that bullpen.
They still have the catcher, too. Is it Salvador Perez? Yeah, he's a stud. He's fucking massive.
Like, I think that, like, 2-1 game two, I think their starter went, like, four innings, and then, like, they just slammed the door.
Yeah. reminds
like,
me.
Like, I was like, God damn it, dude.
Remember the Cleveland team that went to the World? I mean, I realized that Andrew Miller just throwing, like, three innings every game, but every time they would bring in their bullpen in 2016, it would just be lights out.
Yeah.
They said the last time the Astros didn't make the ALCS was 2016.
That's
2024 right now.
One of those years with Andrew Miller and the Indians, he blew it because Greg Birch took him deep for the Yankees.
Oh, wow.
It was a 1-0 win. Shout out Masahiro Tanaka.
Greg
Love my Asian. Love that guy.
Greg Bird, he's probably working at a pizza shop right now.
Yeah.
Scrub.
But he took him deep. And that was when Miller was like unhittable. It was wild.
Good stuff. Magic, you been watching any good TV? Any movies?
So Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey.
Any other ones?
I just got
into Vince McMahon doc. I'm really into that.
Okay.
Good Good watch.
I just got into the...
I never really knew about wrestling pre like Stone Cold and The Rock. It was wild.
It's a wild ride.
And Vince is a wild... He's a wilder card than I thought.
No, like, he's the maniac.
Yeah, I didn't know about all the lawsuits and the scandals and the pedophilia.
Everything,
like,
yeah. No.
WWE's been through some shit. I'm like, I miss it.
It's a like, fun show when you went to the right people.
Attitude Era days, I was like, this was
no, it's fucking insane. Best. People have no idea what goes on behind the scenes. Like, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Like, that's why, like, dude, that guy just stepped down and everything. Like, it's crazy stuff.
Who did?
Vince McMahon. He, like, doesn't own the company.
No, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
As of, like, this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Because it got, like, so bad.
He was the best. I'll never forget watching one Raw episode, and he walked into the limo and it blew up, and I legit thought that was real. I was like...
Everyone did. I watched him die on TV.
I was convinced it was real.
It blew up.
See, I don't know anything.
No, he literally, like, he's like backstage. He steps into his limo and like sits in there, and it legit just fucking explodes. like a war.
And it just cut to black.
And then, then like it just ends, and it's like, see you next week on Raw.
I don't even know if it said, no way it said see. I just.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's electricity.
That's when it got me. Yeah.
If it did say see you next week on Raw, that'd be a killer.
No, it was crazy stuff, man. Absolutely.
Are you caught up on Bad Monkey?
I'm not. I need to. I started watching The Penguin on HBO. Oh,
also good.
Really
watch.
Good.
Good watch.
Colin Farrell.
Yep.
His toe's kind of weird, but like
Penguin.
Basically, just like I don't really want it because it's in the Gotham world. So like it's in the like Batman,
yeah,
like town, but his character kind of reminds me of like a Soprano type, which I guess you could say that about any like gangster, you know, moving like drugs, crime.
Yeah,
thing.
Is he in a suit?
Yeah, in a suit.
I'm just kidding.
No, he is a gangster. I'm wondering if we're gonna get.
Yeah, you saw the Batman, right?
Yeah,
do you think they're gonna like Danny DeVito this Penguin like in any way? Are you watching it? Or
yeah.
No?
I mean,
like,
it's
I want to get it that a little far-fetched. Like, I want him acting wonky by the end of this.
It's already so crazy that is Colin Farrell.
It is. Yeah,
I don't even
is.
Know if you can get crazier than that. No, like, yeah, if you look at a picture of Colin Farrell, like, there's no way that's
Is it a fat suit? What's going on?
It's something like that. It's
fat
a lot.
Suit, makeup, you name it, he's got
I
it
think
on.
When the Batman was coming out, I saw on Twitter, like, a video of them, like, getting him, like, in the... And it took, like, hours or something like that.
I was also said. Surprised, like, he's the guy out of that movie that, like, gets a sideshow.
Yeah, but...
You know? But I'm good with it.
It's a mini-series, so it'll be quick, I bet.
Yeah, everything's trying to set stuff up, you know what I mean? Because I think that movie comes out in 2 years, I think.
What, a new Batman?
The sequel to the Batman.
2 more years?
I think so.
Jesus. It's been forever.
They don't end. Yeah.
I could be wrong.
It's been like 2 years.
It's 2024. I think it's an early 2026 release.
All right. Hopefully we're still kicking. Are you going to go see The Joker? Or no interest because it's a musical?
It's probably good. It's still probably good.
There's a chance I see it in theaters. I will 100% watch it. I don't know if I'm going to movie theater it though. I'm not sure yet.
Any reason? Did you see the first one in cinema?
I did see Joker in cinema. And Joker 1 was cinema.
Joker 1, I watched it recently just to rehash, and I was pumped for Joker 2. And now I'm reading. I'm not going to let the reviews get me down, but I'm not going in with great expectations.
I
don't love the musical idea. I don't.
I need a Joker rewatch, and we'll see.
It's phenomenal.
I haven't rewatched
still,
that.
It was even better than the last time I watched it.
Yeah. Okay.
The scene at the end. Yeah, it's great stuff. It's cinema.
I forget that he's barely the Joker in that movie. Like, he's really
comes
only the Joker
comes
for about 30
end.
Minutes.
Yeah, he's just a fucking weirdo. Yeah,
it's great.
I don't remember the last movie I saw in theaters. I got to get back to the theater soon.
Yeah, I'm due for a popcorn. Couple of them.
Yeah. Dune 2 was the last refills?
I've done it.
Yeah.
I did it for Dune 2.
Dune 2
I saw twice, so the second time I was like, I'm definitely refilling.
What a picture.
Deadpool Wolverine was my last movie, and I couldn't get a refill during that because it was too good.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't.
But I might have. I can't remember. Yeah.
I think we're 2 years off from Dune 3, too, so stay tuned. Stay tuned. Can't wait.
Well, episode 172 in the books. I want to give a big shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Mass. He's your guy for any, you know, real estate law advice or you name it. He's got it. Magic's been over to the facility before. Top notch.
Great place to want to sign some paperwork. Like, if I was buying a house and he's my lawyer, I'm going right in that building. Proud. Happy.
Absolutely. And
working with a good guy. Best in Quincy.
He said the best quality is... I'm going to butcher it, but it was like availability or something cool because he just stays ready. I don't know. That hard. But
yeah, you butchered Butcher. Tough scene.
He's like the Tom Brady of being a real estate lawyer.
Essentially. Oh, yeah.
Wow. He gives that vibe. I mean, yep. He's fucking jacked. He looks like he's going to get to fucking work for you.
Yeah.
I don't know who else you'd want to hire over Pat Foley.
I really don't.
No one.
So go get him. Go buy a house and go get them.
Steel Naz 172 in the books. Have a great weekend and go Tampa.
Score. All about go the U, Tampa, baby.
Yeah, check that score.
17-17.
Ooh. Wow.
Got a good one. Game, all right.
Yeah, fucking
love it. Let it rip, folks.